Yay, we're
Great.
live.
There we
Hi,
go. Yes, we're
everyone.
live. Hi, everyone.
All right, should you do the
Hello.
intros today?
Okay, hi, everyone. We're the Geeky Juan. So we're a podcast about anything geeky under the sun. So that's video games, movies, comics, TV, wrestling, or whatever interests us. So this is episode
We're on
35, 30,
35 now, yeah,
30,
35.
episode 35, and our episode is all about cosplay, and our
That's
guest
right.
today is Jin. So, hi, Jin. Say
Hey. Hello,
hi.
everyone. Hello.
Saying hi to Vera, by the way. She's
Hi,
very
Vera. I love
excited.
you. Thanks for the support.
Woo! All right. So,
Okay.
okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first, Jin?
Okay. Sige. Oh my gosh, I'm awkward.
It's
So, hi. I'm
fine.
Jin. I run. I'm a cosplayer, I guess. Tapos, I started cosplaying in like 2011, so it's been a while. But I only started like posting more things because, like recently, about 2 years ago, because I finally had time to have a hobby and actually commit to a hobby. So there, that's a brief thing about me.
Cool. So, how have you been during the quarantine period?
Like I said before, it's as good as it's probably gonna get. Because, the situation's pretty bad. And alam, generally, parang there's nothing else I can do aside from like try to focus on what I can change at the time or like cope with how things are going. Kasi it's a tough situation. And if you try to like figure out how to control everything, of course, you're just gonna get more stressed. So it was a rough first few months kasi syempre, all of my plans were gone for a year, right? So that was disappointing. But then, moving forward, parang that's where I started to understand na, oh, okay, maybe this is time to think about other things and not focus on the things that I can't control. So, yeah. How
Okay,
about you
cool.
guys? How are you?
Getting by,
Warm
I'd say.
in the
Getting by.
quarantine.
You go first, Jude. You go first.
Okay. I think I can start with, well, I just got a job interview, guys, during the quarantine. It's crazy.
Congratulations. We
Imagine,
love
no? Like,
employment.
I didn't even the weird thing is that I wasn't even looking at that time. Tapos biglang someone texted me, "Hey, can you can, are you available for interview? Where did you find me?" Tapos alam mo, I just found out
That's a
last night
mood.
where I applied somewhere. Tapos yung profile ko napunta dun sa person na yon, and then nahanap nila. So yeah, but yun, that's what I'm do.
Solid.
So I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for an update on that. But for the most part, the quarantine is mostly I'm just playing lots and lots of video games, right, Steven?
That's true. Madami kang
That's
streams,
good.
my God.
During
That's
our
good.
last episode, Steven, how many games did I finish during quarantine?
Oh my God, I don't even want to count.
Right
Sobrang
now, right now it's probably 7 games I finished.
dami.
No, I just
Grabe
finished.
talaga. Okay.
Finished meaning I finished the story, not 100%. If I
Okay.
did,
Okay.
do 100%, that list would be so small, so much smaller.
Jin na 100% mo na, speaking of video games, Jin na 100% mo na mga Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes. I
Oh
have
my
to crack
God.
the
Nice, nice.
platinum.
Nice.
I
With
cried a few
DLC.
times.
With
Oh, not
DLC.
yet. Wala pa yung DLC. Because I'm
Okay.
trying to platinum Persona 5 Royal. Ngayon.
Mm.
Because I never platinumed the original Persona 5. So.
Oh
Okay.
man, I really need to play a Persona game. So, yun
Well, Persona
talaga.
5 was my first Persona. So.
Hindi
Good.
kasi
Good.
ako, alala ko ba yung Persona sa PS2?
Oh.
Or, yeah,
Was
like
that
PS,
3?
I think it was Persona 3? Was Persona 3 on the
3.
PS2?
Yes, Persona 3 and 4 sa PS3.
Yung ngayon, yung Pixel Rangers ba? Tama ba yan?
I think so. I'm not
I
sure.
could be
Not
wrong. Baka ibang
familiar.
game.
I'm not sure.
Baka Dissidia, I could be wrong. Hindi, kasi medyo, there was this one period, di ba sa PS, I think PS2 had the best RPGs. Di ba? Like,
Yeah,
PS2?
honestly. Yeah.
Wait lang.
Sa akin, I
PS2
believe
is
yes.
those. Although I haven't played all RPGs, yung I tried a few Super Nintendo ones, yun, those two consoles.
Classic.
I tried, Dude, I had I tried Earthbound sa Super Nintendo. Magic. But yeah, kaso PS1 and PS2 really had great RPGs though. So
All right, so anyway, my quarantine period is mostly taking care of my dog, partially taking care of my dog. I think you can hear the dog in the background. That's I'm not sure. Can you hear the dog in the background?
Slightly.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. He's a very happy white chow chow.
Adorable.
Tapos ano, besides that, working from home, what else? It hasn't been the easiest, but I think it's more of procrastination that, you know, is the reason why it's not easy for me to balance. I think I just need to procrastinate much less. Saying hi to the 11 people watching right now. Hi.
Hello, 11 people.
All right.
Thank you for dropping by.
Yes, thank you for watching, guys. Anyway,
so speaking of the quarantine, a lot of us have been spending time streaming stuff. I found a way to watch Netflix US, but I'm not gonna say because alam naman natin. Netflix US, Hulu. Like I've been watching regular show on Hulu, which is nice, and Animaniacs, which is amazing. Tapos, speaking of streaming and stuff, like, what are any shows or movies you've watched recently?
Oh my gosh.
Let's start with Jin.
Right now, so I'm a very huge RuPaul's Drag Race fan. So the finale just aired today. So prior to this, I was watching that. and then anime I've watched is actually, so I'm reading The Promised Neverland manga. And then ngayon ko lang pinanood yung anime. Finished it in a day.
Nasa Netflix ba siya?
Yeah. Nandun siya. Cool. Finished it in a day. Tapos ayun. And then, I started Japan Sinks 2020 on Netflix.
I really wanted
to. It's so heavy. It's so heavy. Tapos parang, oh my gosh. Tapos, alam mo yung, basically, apocalyptic setting na siya. So I'm just like, well, isn't this timely? So ayun.
All right, Jude, what about you? Any interesting shows you've seen recently?
Okay. So yeah, I just finished Dark because season 3 just came out last month on Netflix. And yeah, it's probably one of the few series that I was really satisfied with how it ended. I kind of cried in the ending. So.
Oh,
really good.
And it's an anthology series, pa siya.
No. It's like It's kind of like maybe a bad comparison though, but kind of like a darker Stranger Things, and it's all in German. It's kind of like that. It deals with missing people in a small town, and basta, I can't say much further without spoiling it. Because once I explain more, like especially kahit yung first season pagang, it's hard to. It's hard to describe it, but yeah, it's a really great watch though. Other than that, I was the Gundam Channel just released the original Gundam trilogy, so I'm watching that. I'm at the second film. It's basically like 6.5 hours long if you watch.
Parang OVA na siya, di ba? Parang clip notes na OVA siya, tama ba?
Yeah, basically they compressed the whole series into 3 movies, and although it's way better because like you'll rarely see the animation issues that the original had, so it's much smoother. Tapos, I'm also catching up on another Gundam series and nasa YouTube rin, which is Gundam 00, and because of the movie trilogy, I had to segue and go to watch the movies first before the series because I know that one's not gonna last long. But yeah, those are my shows right now. I think I'll probably explore a few more next week.
Okay. Now let's go to the next question. This is for Jin. How did you get started in cosplay? Like, what inspired you to start doing cosplay?
Okay. So this one's kind of loaded as a backstory. Because, of course, I was a kid when it happened.
Go ahead.
So I was a kid noon. So parang, basically, I didn't have like people who looked like me. Just like, alam mo yun, parang I'm the only insanely pale person who has Chinese features, ganyan, in my area. And even in media, onti lang yun napoportray, nakamukha ko. So at some point, when I discovered the internet, naghahanap ako ng, you know, parang people that look like me, basically. Yeah. Parang inspiration for aesthetics. Although, of course, hindi ko alam tong terms na to during that time. Parang looking back, okay. Ano siya? That's how it started. And then, parang, I started seeing cosplayers, basically, na from Japan and China. And then I was like, oh my gosh, medyo kamukha ko sila. And then that's where, oh my gosh, may potential ata akong gawin yan. And at the time, I was very, sobrang, nahilig na ako sa anime. Because, ano ba nangyari? So, we only have one television at home. So, kung ano man ba papanoorin ng... Yeah, diba? So, whatever my brothers were watching, that's what I was gonna watch, right? That's why nakita ko, I think it was... Oh my God, nakakahiya. It was Prince of Tennis that my brothers were watching at the time.
The hero. That,
yeah, Hero TV pa siya.
Nice. Wait.
Tapos may malay na ako at this time. So parang nakahanap ako ng cosplayers na from Prince of Tennis and I was like, oh my gosh, totoo siyang tao. And then, wala lang, dun nag-start yung fascination ko with it. And then fast forward a few years later, I had finally, my friends ako na mahilig dun sa anime. And then I was like, hey, have you ever tried to like dress up as characters? Then sabi nila, no. And they were like, no. Ako naman, I wanted to try. So medyo nilalason ko na sila na parang, you want? And then, eventually pumayag sila. And then, ako lang yung talagang na-stuck dun sa hobby. Well, I think kasi it incorporates with the fact that I was a theater kid. So I like dressing up. I like being another character, ganon. So dun siya nag, I think that's where it latched on to me as a person and my interests. Nice.
Now, once you started doing cosplay, ano yung mga like what were like the biggest challenges you encountered? Sometimes about you, when you crossplay as a guy, like do people sometimes mistake you for a guy or like does it ever happen?
If like challenges lang with the process, ganun ba?
Yeah, or with the process and then like after the process, like imagine the costume on a during a convention day or like if you don't do conventions anymore, like paano yung dadala sa site mga ganun.
Okay. Sige. So number one, and I think the most obvious one is money.
Of course.
Diba? Okay.
Yes. So,
hindi na ako magbibiruan dito. Hindi naman ako a rich person to be able to cosplay every single character that I can, diba? So I have to like, at a young age, kasi nga, again, I started this hobby very young, I already knew how to budget my money in order to cosplay characters that I like.
Nice.
Moreover, characters that I love. So, I think basic problem siya na hindi na siya problem sa akin kasi operationally, it's something ingrained in me already. If that makes sense. So, yun. And then, for cosplaying mismo, like once I already have everything, once I have everything is, kasi I'm also, I did makeup for theater and some fashion shoots. So, for me personally, it takes a lot of time to transform my face into a different character. Kasi I get stuck in a certain certain style on how I do makeup. And if there are times parang I review my photos, it's parang ma-realize ko, I did the exact same thing for this character when they don't even look alike. So, just me creatively, parang I get too comfortable and that's not the point of my cosplay because I want to get better at it. So that's a personal challenge to me. Tapos, like, you just mentioned it actually, is how to bring my stuff from one place to another. So for example, if I'm going to a convention, which hindi na rin ako masyadong convention kasi I realized na ang hirap mag-BS. Ang hirap mag-BS sa public place and I can't drive. So going from, I live in Antipolo by the way. So going to Antipolo to SMX or something like that. Ang layo, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
So hassle na ang dami ko.
Unlike Jude who lives in the south.
Wow. By the way, traveling there can take 2 hours minsan, even from my place.
It's grabe, crazy.
Like, well, you know, traffic. Anyway, so it's okay. I understand.
Anyway, going back to Jin's point of struggling, yung pag-drive, you can't drive. So there's also the fact that you can't change. Like, what other challenges?
Plus, I think maintenance of costumes. A lot of people don't think about this. Kasi, again, if you're doing it for quite a while, and although hindi ako masyadong madaming may costumes, storing them is very difficult given a costume could be bulky, a costume could be, maybe it has metal parts that can rust. Tapos, for example, you have swords. Oh my gosh, I don't know what it's called, tsuba. Yung guard sa sword. Most of the ones that I have are made of craft foam. So if you don't maintain it, parang madideform siya, ganun. You have to think about how to store things din eh.
Cool. Now, speaking of yung nga, once you're in the actual cosplay, let's say event or something, do you ever receive criticism and like how do you handle them?
Okay, so pag conventions, I think people aren't as vocal if they think you're great or something or like they have negative feelings about you. Kasi syempre, human decency, bakit pwede sasabihin sarap ng mukha ng tao, di ba?
Yeah.
Anyway, pero in terms of like, kunyari online, people are more willing to talk, di ba? Ako, for example, if I share my costumes or makeup looks, I always put a parang last note ko siya is constructive criticism is always welcome. Which is, I really appreciate it when I receive criticism. Parang constructive criticism talaga.
Yeah.
But a lot of people natutunan ko lang to recently, that a lot of people don't know how to phrase constructive criticism.
Oh.
Gets mo ba? Parang, sinabi mo nga pangit yan, so ano gagawin ko? Thanks for saying it's ugly. Tapos, kailangan ako pa yung mag-i-infer kung ano yung gagawin ko? Why couldn't you just say it? Ganon. Parang, it's a, I'm not saying I'm sensitive ako sobra, pero, what if, you said that to someone na hindi prepared to receive something like that? Parang, oh my God. Kasi ako personally, alam ko naman, I let it out na, okay, pwede akong i-criticize, pero what if someone else na hindi ready for that, narinig yun? Sobrang disheartening yun. So parang, I'm thankful that I have thick skin when it comes to it, pero I wish, you know, some people would be more careful with how they phrase things.
Kasi sometimes people tend to be more direct, like I don't like it. Tapos they won't even explain why. Tapos you'll be left wondering na lang. Maybe most of example the rest of the day you'll wonder why doesn't he like it. Tapos hindi inexplain siya. So I think constructive criticism kasi not many people forget that. The right kind of criticism is something that comes with a proper explanation of why.
Yeah.
But people tend to forget that, and that's pretty annoying sometimes.
Especially as artists, diba? Because you're putting a part of yourself out there to share with everyone. And although, as an artist, you would know na, diba, na not everyone's gonna like what you do.
Yeah.
Parang, ouch.
Yeah, parang, sometimes you'd rather hear about someone, criticizing your technique or anything, any detail about what you did, kesa na marinig na something direct na ano, some just people not ano, not enjoying it. Like, I don't enjoy it. Why don't you enjoy it? Parang I would rather receive something like, hey, I think you should just make adjustments to this or make ano, make some changes. So like, I think that's a better way of ano, putting it together so you can ano, you can find ways to improve upon it.
Mm.
So speaking of yung mga sabi ni Josh Perez, go Jinsei. Woo!
Love you, Josh. You're the best.
Ayan. Tapos, okay, with regards to criticism, it does cause a lot of drama in the cosplay community. I've heard, like, when I started dropping by conventions, I think 2016, 2017. Around 2017, 2018, like, may nalaman ako, like, I mean, I guess, is it safe to say that there's always drama in the cosplay community?
Well, with any community naman, diba? May drama.
Yeah.
Pero
I can second that there's drama in every community.
Yeah. Kasi kahit naman kunyari sa bahay ko, may drama naman dito.
Yeah.
Diba? You can't avoid it. Pero I think people don't know how to handle the situation. Kasi of course, let's say, kasi, okay, so recent drama na balita ko lang naman.
Okay.
Not a part of it.
Don't mention any names.
Basta there's something about para may group chat daw na ano yun. Basta they're talking about other people, ganun-ganun. That happens everywhere, di ba? Yung parang,
true,
minsan may masasabi ka naman na
that, yeah, it's always yeah, some,
yeah,
the alternative that group chat, right? That's a thing.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Pero I don't think people know how to handle it properly. Kasi, if for example, ako nasa different topic, pero ako may ganun na akong group chat before. And ako na-offend personally for whomever yung inaano. Sana there was someone in that group chat who at least said something na, uy, mali na ata, sumusobra na ata. Before it blows up into whatever it is, di ba?
Yeah.
And then, alam mo yung parang, it could have been handled so much differently if someone just said something against it.
Yeah.
Yun.
Yeah, but
sorry, Jude, go ahead.
Drama. But yeah, yun, I think the problem of, you know, drama in those communities from how I see it, it's always something. It's like whenever a hobby or whenever an interest or an activity becomes personal, like every time it always turns out really, really bad. Or it turns out ano, nagkaka problem, you know, if things become like personal, like instead of attacking, like instead of criticizing or attacking something, like for example a game, something related to a game, instead you're just attacking the person in general. So like it shouldn't go that way. Like I'm open to feedback on something that I'm interested in, but if we're gonna dig in through aspects of ano, my life or personality, parang, why?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's hard to handle ano, hard to handle drama and hard to handle any kind of issues within a community.
Mm-mm. Especially like if you have a very diverse group of people within that community.
Oh,
yes.
Because you can't predict how people are gonna think, diba? Kasi with your friend, syempre, alam mo na, okay, baka sensitive topic to sa kanya.
Yeah.
Sa ibang tao, wala lang siya, parang ganun. So, if you have to think about it, as ang dami niyang tao na kailangan mo i-consider.
Yeah.
So, a factor din yun to how things are going. Especially with the cosplay community, diba? A lot of, madaming bata ngayon. Younger cosplayers. So, they're not used to this, diba? Tapos yung older cosplayers naman, mas mellow na. Kasi, syempre, you know, with age.
Yeah.
Ano?
But I think considering, sorry, you were saying, sorry.
Go ahead.
Considering nga na before, I mean, I think social media played a key factor sa cosplay community recently. I mean, considering nga na
every community in general.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But like, 10 years ago, if you had a cosplay, you had to go through forums, like full-blown forums and Yahoo groups. Just like, okay, hey, check out my cosplay, blah, 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 blah. Ngayon, oh, hey, check it out on Instagram, check it out on my Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. And then doing, not everyone's gonna be as nice. Because I think forums at least specifically sa interest na yun. But like, pag sa, I don't know. Is my point making sense? Parang, with the number of social media platforms now, mas intense yung mga tao mag-criticize ng cosplay to the point na nag-crash na siya.
That's very true.
Dude, everyone now has like, ano, confidence to throw out anything, throw out any statement because of social media. It's like, just make a dummy profile and then ano, say whatever you want, which is crazy.
True. Anyway, on to our next question. What is your favorite cosplay to do and your least favorite cosplay to do?
Is that a task? As in a task or a character?
Any specific, like, no, I mean like a cosplay character. Character to cosplay. Okay. What's your favorite character to cosplay and what's your least favorite character to cosplay?
Probably maybe most difficult to cosplay. Like the other one.
So let's start with your favorite character to cosplay first.
So favorite character ko was, I think my favorite costume was 9S. Kasi, okay. Reasoning behind it is, yun yung first Taobao costume ko. And then, alam mo yung para, okay, minimal effort to get the best result. Yun yung logic ko with it. But, along with 9S was, kasi ang daming good memories that came from the shoots that happened with it. Super na-enjoy kung isuot yun, ganun. Tapos parang, every time I recall that cosplay, parang natutuwa lang ako. It incites memories na very positive. Na, okay, first time ko mag-shoot in a very long time and the concept was great. I thought, ang daming lumabas na photos na very usable, very, in my opinion, pinaghirapan ko talaga. Tapos ayun, yung least favorite ko would be, well, another thing is that I really like all my the characters I've done. Kasi wala akong character na hindi ko gusto. Or parang napilitan lang akong gawin. Or yung mga ganon. So, I can't say I don't like any of them. My least favorite though would be, actually, I haven't worn it out yet. I just got it recently. Fixing it right now. Is from Onmyoji. It's Yoko Kurama. And then, the outfit, sobrang init niya lang. Yun yung point nun. Sobrang init niya. May long wig. And I think, 4 layers siya of clothing na makapal yung tela.
Oh my so, God.
And kind I don't live in an air-conditioned room. So, if I wear it, sobrang, lahat na lang ang pwedeng masama mangyari within the next 5 minutes kasi I'm gonna sweat, the wig is gonna get tangled. Basta yun. Ayun. I'm still trying to figure out how to fix it that way. It's not that one.
No?
Type in Onmyoji, the game.
Onmyoji. Okay.
And then Yoko.
Why are you on Bing, Steven? Wala lang.
Loser!
Yoko.
Ah, okay, that one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a guy that works at SEO, Steven, I'm disappointed with Bing.
Hey, it takes up less RAM than Chrome, to say the least.
Well, that's true, though, but say yeah.
So anyway, tell us more about Yoko from Onmyoji.
Oh, kasi... So Onmyoji, number one, is it's a mobile game.
Okay.
So, ayun,
Is it one of those Japanese exclusive games that you can't download outside of Japan?
Well, it's Chinese. Pero with Japanese actors, ganun. Japanese
I see.
Lore, ganun.
Cool.
So, ano, back in the day when I was starting, when it was still new sa global server, OP naman kasi yung character na yan dati. Pero RNG-based na character siya. And then it was one of the first SR characters I had. So main ko siya. So I was like, okay, let's try to cosplay him now because I have time apparently. Tapos yun na yung reason ko bakit ko siya kinuha. Because yun nga, I like the character from the game. And then, ayun, move on to, I enjoyed it a lot. Tapos parang I realized na, oh, pasok sa aesthetics ko yung costume. And I think I can probably challenge myself to style a wig that way and how to blend things like that. Yun. Saktong challenge lang siya to execute.
Alright, now let's move to June's question, which is, what's the most difficult cosplay you've done?
Yeah, probably difficult. Yun. Basically, maybe yung pinakamatrabaho gawin.
Yeah.
Okay. So, reflecting. Kasi, I don't sew a lot of my I don't sew a lot of my costumes. Pero the ones I've sewn myself or made myself. The most difficult one was Emil from Near Replicant / Gestalt. Kasi, if you look at the costume, mukha siyang simple. But then if you dissect it when you're constructing, marirealize mo, oh my God, ang dami palang nangyayari. Paano mo yung gagawin?
Which character? Again, share natin sa screen.
Emil? Uh-huh. Emil from Near.
Emil. Okay. What's the word? Emil?
Wait a minute. I'm also looking for it, but yeah.
Ayun. Here? Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Medyo obscure characters rin yung gusto ko.
very hipster.
Pretty cool. Yeah, kasi they're like my personally, I only cosplay characters that I really like. Kasi sayang sa, alam mo yun, yung sayang sa effort, sayang sa money, if like, I can't maximize my happiness from this, diba?
That's true.
So, ayun, kahit obscure characters, I would do it. So, yung construction ng damit was, kailangan mong gumawa ng, basically, look, I have it here. Wait, let me grab it. Literally, it's here. Hi, L. Oh my gosh,
also,
hello.
Jake also says hi.
Hello. So anyway, yung construction of it was, kailangan mo gumawa ng long coat with frills on it. So it's here. So I had to do this on my...
I think I've seen your cosplay of this. I might have. Yeah.
It's the banner for my page.
Ah, okay. Kaya pala familiar. Okay.
Tapos ayun. Matrabaho siya kasi may effort yung details. Although, I could still improve on it. Yun. Also, if you look at his shoes, may parang stockings siya. So you have to figure out how do I get stockings like that. And the fit of a pant that looks like that, mahirap din siya gawin. So yun. Plus, not a lot of people cosplay this guy. So you have to think about how to do your makeup with that, how to style a wig like that. You don't have references of other people doing it.
Yeah, it's pretty... I said obscure character, so I guess it's difficult to find the right one.
Ayun. So, sa construction process pa lang, nahirapan na ako. And then, sa execution, it took a while to get there.
And then, with other characters you've cosplayed, I mean, yung facial features mo, it works for both male and female characters? Like, do you prefer...
I think so.
I mean, do you prefer cross-playing male characters or female characters? Is there like a specific preference or wala naman?
Ayun nga, again, I only cosplay characters that I like. Most of the time, I lean towards characters na male. Kasi there are more male characters in the cast of anime I'm watching, in the game I'm playing, ganun. So, by default, I would have to say, mas gusto ko male characters. Kasi, I gravitate towards them. But, if, hindi naman sa ayoko mag-cosplay ng babae. It's just that, mas onti yung na-expose ako na female characters that I like.
Okay. Gets. And then, what about your dream cosplay? Like, what's this one cosplay that you still haven't done that you really want to do? Yana Parpan says, "I love you, Jin, with lots of hearts."
My children, hello. Hi, Yana Parpan. Okay, I also saw Fifi. She's here. Hello, Fifi.
Ayan. So anyway, what is your dream cosplay that you have yet to do?
I want to do a lot of armor stuff. Pero, again, how do I store it? Blah, blah, blah. Yun yung mga inisip ko. But if in terms of feasibility and kaya kong gawin, I'm working on it already. It's Goro Akechi from Persona 5. I love him so much. So, yun. You can pull up a photo. Ayan, I love him so much. Yeah. I love my pancake boy.
Vera Maris says, true. Give us more well-written female characters also. Female characters with more dimension. Female characters whose story and plot doesn't revolve around female or romance slash love.
Yes! Only.
I can say that, yeah, it's really difficult to find well-written female characters.
Yeah. Sure. Kasi pansin ko, usually pag female character is that, oh, either they're obsessed with a guy like, I don't know, a whisker away. Or no, I'm serious.
Yes, I know. That's why I agree.
Whisker
Away. We're laughing because we agree.
The plot of A Whisker Away is basically the girl is obsessed with the guy. That's it. Mm. Like, I don't know what else is there to say about that movie. I mean, and then like either they're like and there's a cat, like a big cat. Like either they're written to be like a one trick pony, or over sexualized naman sila. Parang this like one or the other lang. Napansin most of anime, not all anime, but I noticed a lot of anime ganun.
Oh, well, you have to think of it. Na you know, context wise, the writers are from Japan.
True.
You were saying, sorry.
I think much of them are male then. Most of the people who write,
exactly.
Right now. Yun. So.
Pero medyo surprising lang na Whisker Away was made by women, di ba? Tama ba?
Yun lang. Pero, alam mo yun, the thing is, you know, as men, I can't really speak for you, pero as women, we are placed in a world na madami ng ganyang notion indirectly taught to us. And it's hard to move away from that idea or that thinking na women are like this and that's how you have to portray yourself. Mga ganon. Gets nyo ba? Sorry.
Yes. Gets naman. Then nag-response.
I don't want to say shit about you guys.
Sidney Vera, OMG, if you switch your actions to the guy kasi, it's also harassment, which is right. And to be honest, if it were a guy doing it to a girl, medyo mas hindi pasado. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So parang, it's a weird case, you know? But because you can't turn it into a movie if it was, you know, the guy doing this whole thing.
Mm.
So like, feeling, is it one of those cases where they're just, what do you call it?
Like the double standard with men and women.
Of course, double standard for guys and girls. But at the same time, are they just like threading the line? Na parang, okay, we'll do this plot, pero kasi maybe it will just give us an opportunity to do a better story later on. Parang sa tingin mo, possible ba yun? Na parang, this is going to be their stepping stone na movie, and then the next movie will be less, what's the term? Less stereotypical? I guess. Would you say?
Well, you have to think about the producers and the many other factors that could have gone to this. Because, for example, pwede naman yung editor sinabi na, oh, you can push it pa na onte. I don't think this will sell. That could have happened. Maybe the story was completely different from start or like the actions were completely different. But then, sabi, oh, it's not gonna sell. No one's gonna wanna watch this. That could have been a factor in.
That's another factor. But for more well-written female characters.
Yes.
Even in the games I play, I've recently played Control and Uncharted Lost Legacy, and finally I get to play really strong female characters. So, yes, awesome. Yes.
Tapos with regards naman sa sa anime, like, who is probably the strongest female character that you can think of?
That's so, like, hard.
Like see, legit, like, not like in, she's not written in a bad way. She's not written to be like just a girlfriend, you know, just a well-written character. Like, what's one well-written female character for you?
You know how sad this is? Kasi yung sasabihin ko bata, it's Emma from The Promised Neverland. Oh. Sobrang well-written character rin siya. And she's a child of 12 years old. She's so, ang ganda lang kasi nung yung ideologies of that child, sobrang ganda and very selfless. So, as in, all I can say is that she's so pure. She's so pure. Tapos parang, ayun, diba,
yeah.
Go lang.
I think I've, wait lang, the numbers on their neck, oh shit, I think I remember what Promise Neverland is now. My God.
Yeah. As in, alam mo, I can't even talk about what it is without spoiling the first episode.
Yeah, because like, it gets really like it looks like, oh, everything's pretty, and then like an episode later, like, holy shit.
Actually, like 10 minutes later, huh? Wait.
Okay, I guess that's an anime that can strike you in the face quickly if you're without you either.
Would you say parang Devilman, na parang first few scenes parang bam, like, oh shit. Like, oh damn, like, we're going that way?
Well, ni naman. Not as... Kasi, sorry, I'm thinking about Devilman Crybaby. So,
okay.
Sorry, maling reference sa utak ko. But anyway, sa original Devilman, medyo pwede. Kasi I think Promised Neverland had this really nice exposition of the setting. And then, within seconds and in panels, literally flipped over through to the side, and then here's a new thing. I don't know if hina-hype up ko lang siya, pero that's how I experienced it. Na parang, huh? Agad-agad. Parang, I take note, I was also reading this in college, and I was in an org room, and literally nandun ako sa laptop ko, and I was like, huh? Tapos pinakita ko sa katabi ko at the time. Tapos parang siya, huh? Ano nangyari? Ayun.
Grabe. Oh, man.
I highly recommend.
What else is there to discuss about cosplay? What is one cosplay that you thought was easy to do, but in the end, sobrang, hindi man like may sobrang hirap, but like challenging na cosplay pala.
Okay. So, that I've done na, no? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah, that you've done.
Ginagawa ko pa lang.
Kahit ginagawa mo, like based on your experience, like what's a cosplay that you thought at first was like, ah, petik santo, mabilis santo. And then as you were doing it, you're like, shit, tara, hindi pala siya, ano. Like, what's one cosplay that you would say describes that situation?
Right now?
Yeah. And very, even before.
Very telling. Ito sa situation ko. So, it's Lysithia from Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Okay. Fire
Emblem. Time skip.
Fire Emblem.
Sorry? Lysithia, there you go. Oh, okay.
That girl. So right now, I'm doing the time skip version. So it's a different one, not the uniform.
Okay.
Pero right now kasi, I started it thinking na madali lang siyang gawin. Kasi if you look at it, it's a dress with just some panels, ganyan. But then, nung gumagawa na ako ng mock-up and how to like put it on my body, ganun. Parang, oh my God, iba pa yung fit niya, ang daming complicated parts to it, etc., etc. And for more, wala akong sewing machine.
Oh my God.
Ayan, wala rin akong thread. So, how do you do that? So, completely stopped operations, how to fix it, how to do it. So, oh my God. Yan. And also, I just saw Bear's comment about my Sasuke cosplay. Yes, it's also very difficult. construction. Kasi I bought the base garment. Yung top lang. I bought it from someone else. It came with pants.
Oh,
and that,
cool.
That, ewan ko kung ano siya, pero may parang tela lang na nakaipit sa Sasuke sa waist niya with a belt. So parang, oh my god, what the hell is this tela? Anyway, yung point is, when may isang very important aspect dun sa cosplay ni Sasuke, which is the rope. Na rope belt niya, basically, in Shippuden. And then, making that thing is so difficult kasi I don't know how to make it. Is it just... Kasi it looks fluffy, right?
Yeah, it, I mean, it, or it could be actual rope.
Yeah. It, either way,
yeah.
Hindi ko alam kung paano gumawa ng ganyang kakapal na rope. And the technique of tying it together and keeping it in that way, plus having to tie it in that way, hindi ko siya ma-figure out agad. Plus, ang problem with it is, if you wanna do the rope route, kasi yung totoong rope, tapos i-tie it together mo siya, it's going to be very expensive. And I am not for that. I am a budget person.
El De Pedro says, wow, you're doing a 3H cosplay. Anticipating it, girl.
Yes. Yes.
3H. 3H is from...
Where Three Houses.
Three Houses, okay.
Oh, three Houses. Ah, they sit here, so...
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I love
one of the reasons I want to buy a Switch.
Get one! As in, I only have two Switch games, which is Pokemon and Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Nice. Sabi ni Vera, she ended up spending almost 1K for the rope belt alone.
See?
Oh, man.
See, I am not here for that. I'm on a budget. Again, this is a hobby for me. If I can get maximum results without spending so much money, okay na siya sa akin. Masaya na ako. Maximum happiness yung goal natin. Pero, you know, if I have to spend an arm and a leg for a cosplay, it's not gonna make me that happy.
Speaking of cosplays, diba na-feature ka na sa mga cosplay magazine? Tama ba?
Oh, that was, ano, cosplay anthology.
Yeah, I think it was like a group of cosplayers that were featured. Tama ba? Like, what was that experience like?
Well, what happened was, thank you so much to Annapolis, Queenix Heroes, for including my photo. So, they had a partnership with, they have a partnership with Cosplay Anthology. Anthology, my gosh, where are my words? Okay, so they had one. Tapos, since again, I think benefit na rin talaga na obscure character si Emil. So, I was the first Emil they ever had. So, sinama nila ako doon. And what happened was, na-message lang ako ni Kuya Lib and of Liberation Cosplay na they wanted to include my photo. So, parang, oh my gosh, really? Ako? So, ayun. Wala lang, kilig ako. Kasi, of course, tagal ko na itong ginagawa. But then, hindi naman ako very out there in terms of cosplay. Na parang, here's my stuff. Kasi I'm still shy about it.
Nice. Tapos, I think what else is... I think that's pretty much it for us today. Jude, do you have questions?
We're down with the last few things. So
last
few things is anything we want to promote and recommend.
Let's start with Jin. Is there anything you want to promote right now?
My page.
Wow,
my page. That's Jinsei costume. Pero aside from that,
this one.
So it's just a song I've been listening to a lot. So wala lang. It's YOASOBI and it's Yoru ni Kakeru. Gusto ko lang talaga yung kanta na yun.
Yoru ni
Kakeru.
Ni Kakeru.
It's by Ayase.
Doing your Japanese experience.
Yeah, it's such a good song, you guys. So please listen to it. I listen to it at least 5 times a day.
Nice.
Tapos bumibirit lang ako sa bahay. Ganun. I hope my neighbors are not mad at me.
Speaking of yung music, like, the accessibility of J-pop, like, let's say you didn't have your access to, like, you know, a LINE account or like a LINE Music or like a Spotify Japan account. How would you obtain your music if you didn't have that?
Well, nowadays, actually, madaming Japanese artists that are on Spotify na available sa atin ngayon.
Nice.
And YouTube has slowly started including more Japanese content. Tapos,
yes,
speaking of Japanese content, a lot of voice actors are now starting YouTube channels. And I'm just like, nice. Oh my gosh. Everything I love in my life.
For example, now, sabi ni Elle.
Nang ano? Nang ano? Wow! Nang bumibirit ako sa bahay.
Oh, man. Wait lang. Sorry. I just have to fix something. Jude, let's do your recommendation first. I will be...
Okay, wait. Sige, sige. Anything. Well, promote and recommend. Maybe, I just started my gaming page, which place content. So, like that. Dude, it's Jude. I had to change the name because my first attempt on the name had a page of the same name. So, sabi ko, shit, I have to change my name within this week or else I'd be deleting this once more. But anyway, gaming page. And for recommendation, what can I recommend? I'm not ready for recommending anything. But yun, Steven, where are you? What did I? But yun, I have a gaming page and maybe they.
What are you playing now? So,
right now, it's either Apex Legends or Valorant. Because last night, me and my friends just started. Hey, you want a group? Want to play Valorant together? So, shit, yes, sige. Because. Playing alone, my first few games there, it was like, oh my god, I'm just really bad. Now at least, when playing together, I can at least have a team that can help me a bit, despite, still being pretty awful at the game. At least we can win a few games together, kasi we can just team up, talk about make strategy, and it's just so fun. So yeah, I think maybe I'll recommend for those who are playing Valorant, you can follow us, and we will probably have more Valorant content or maybe more gaming content on
the
gaming ones and on my page. And I think those are my recommendations. We just have to wait for Steve who's gonna do something.
Oh, pero speaking of streamers. Ang daming new streamers, no? Nakakatuwa.
Yes, it's even a few friends of mine started streaming. Me, I'm not streaming naman. I'm just sharing short game footage kasi I'd rather do that than
the entire thing.
I share 5 to 20 second clips of me just doing crazy things minsan. Or I just but yeah, a lot of I think we can we can go off on that. We can talk about that. There are more streamers right now. Even streamers, content creators. Like since we're all stuck at home, so mostly at home doing work at home, doing anything at home. Yeah. Like a lot of people have more spare time to just try out creating videos of games they're playing, trying out their hand on streaming, which is pretty cool. Like my friend a while ago, before I went to this, before we started this episode, I was playing Valorant with friends, despite the internet never cooperating with us kanina. It was just fun kasi, we're just sharing our crazy moments on stream, and then people are just there watching it and wondering what in the world we're doing and talking about.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So yeah, so many content creators. Like even our even here, this podcast, like we're mostly an audio podcast now. We record in a studio, we record in an area. Now we're doing this live and people are watching. So and thank you know, like for the people watching right now, thank you so much for doing so. You know, this is like, wait, I can't remember. This is our 6th episode live, so this is so awesome.
Oh, solid. Congrats.
Where is Steven?
You have tomorrow pa, no?
I'm not sure with tomorrow, but yeah. But yeah, we do this every week. We do this, it's a weekly thing right now, so live. Mm-hmm. Always happy to see people commenting. Like, so many people commenting today. So awesome. Hi, Steven, you're back.
I'm back.
Thank you, friends, for your support.
Yeah, thank you so much for watching and supporting, which is always a great
thing. Have you done the Kiki recommendations yet?
Yeah, I've done with mine.
All right. All yours. So mine would be... What can I do this week? I think it'll be a good one this week. Hold on. I think I would honestly recommend the soundtrack of A Whisker Away, even though it's not the best movie.
After everything you just said...
Yeah, dude, it's a good song.
Yeah, I know, pero nagulat lang ako, pero
I know. Like I know the plot's not the best.
Well,
admittedly.
I can say na there's anime series that I don't really like. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's one Gundam series that I hate so much, or I don't really like talaga na.
Which is
Gundam Seed Destiny. Like, no, it's just, it's for me, it's disappointing. I don't really outright hate it.
But yes!
I'm disappointed lang. But I can say yung opening themes niya and yung ending songs niya are really good because both Gundam Seed series are really great in soundtrack wise. Yes?
Yes.
Go ahead. Oh my gosh.
Gundam Seed Destiny was so disappointing.
Diba?
It tried to be Zeta.
Tandaan mo, dude. I watched this as a kid. Tapos, bata pa lang ako, parang, huh? What is
like,
this?
They just brought back Kira to like, the same spot where he was.
Yeah.
When they brought back Kira, sabi ko, why the hell would I watch this anymore? Why? Sabi ko, once he's back, you know
what happened. Wala na yung guy. And
then, I skipped all episodes until the last three because I just want to see through how it ends. Like, okay, let's see. Let's try this again. And it's exactly how I thought it would be. It's just Kira Yamato stomping everything in the end.
Exactly.
Sorry for spoilers, guys, but there's a remastered version, but you know.
That was I watched it a few years ago. Nothing. It brought nothing to me. Pero, are you kidding me, guys? What?
Like,
what is this?
For me, Seed was a good start. Tapos si Destiny maybe just derailed what could have been another timeline in Gundam.
Yeah.
By the way, maybe that's the reason they haven't done the Gundam Seed movie that people have been waiting for so long.
It was cancelled.
It was canceled. Yeah, which is sad. Kind of sad. Although I can say Gundam Seed Stargazer was good, but it was just 3 episodes, so... It doesn't redeem 50 episodes worth of disappointment.
True.
But yeah,
fun fact about Gundam. It's the Gundam Seed was the reason why I took my course in college. I took Diplomacy and International Relations.
Wow. Oh, nice, man, yeah.
Tapos, you said Gundam 00, right? 00 made me stay in my course.
Oh!
Kaya those two, talagang my heart. And then Destiny was... This is why I don't like people.
I mean,
but although I watched See Destiny and got disappointed, I think I watched Zeta Gundam after, and then instead of being disappointed, I was devastated after it ended. Like it was I always see kasi Gundam series before as having good endings. Tapos when I watched Zeta, why? it's like watching Game of Thrones, a season ender na Game of Thrones. Basically, it's just a lot of people dead by the end. It punches you in the gut after, instead of you making you happy.
Hmm.
And then it all ends in a cliffhanger na sobrang sad.
I mean, the end of that timeline of the UC.
There's no end to UC.
The saga of
roasted.
Char and Amuro, would you say ends in Char's counterattack?
Yes, kaso
that's like a possible ending to like the main story of the Universal Century.
Yeah. Basically, ngayon they have the Universal Century in two. They ended with narrative. Like the first half of yung whole Char Amuro new type thing is ended with narrative. Tapos yung what was supposed to release this month sana. Hathaway's Flash was supposed to be like the beginning of UC 100 kasi hanggang narrative UC 96 which is the year, so like they're gonna go to the 100s, like maybe go to Crossbone, like yung basically the bleaker timeline of Universal Century. Mm-hmm. Kasi they did with Victory Gundam tsaka F91, they went to the 100s kaso the thing is they were underappreciated. Tsaka, you know, they were... People wanted something different by that time.
Mm.
You know, that's why they probably made G Gundam tsaka Gundam Wing. Just to change things up for Gundam. So, yeah.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps up everything for today, this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so where can we find you guys?
Yeah, but still, yeah, that's us recommending great anime soundtracks in disappointing anime.
Let's go with
anyway,
her. Yeah.
Anyway,
right, so where can we find
us? So, well, of course, you can find us right now on Facebook. Our Facebook page is pretty much active, especially right now. Every Saturday, we do episodes live, and you know, just like our page, we always make sure that people are updated whenever we have an episode, and we always keep on sharing it on Facebook. And you can find us on Twitter. We usually do a lot of things on Twitter, usually wrestling live reactions. Our IG is basically posting pictures, stories, anything. Basically, anything goes there. Anything based on our interest. We even post food reviews there for some reason.
Yeah,
which I really enjoy. We have our YouTube channels. We have a Twitch. We haven't used Twitch yet, but
yeah, we'll probably try for the next time, stream.
And you can find thegeekyones.com, which is our WordPress. So it's basically our blog site for the most part. We haven't. Ooh. Posted anything yet there, not really much new stuff, but you know, we're gonna try to make a few blogs there every now and then, but since we're focused on live episodes, we're mostly on Facebook. So and of course you can listen to this the audio version of this soon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and there's basically almost every podcast platform. We're pretty much there.
All right.
It's on Google. It's
all right. Don't forget to follow Jinsei Cosplay at. I have to check her page again to be safe because the address could be wrong.
It's Jinsei Cosplay
on our video right now. So there.
Yeah. So it's Jinsei Cos. J I N S E I C O S. Don't forget to follow Jin over there. Is there any other social media you want to promote, Jin?
If you want to see me, like, be me talaga and unfilteredness, check out my Instagram. I do reactions on my story sometimes. So sometimes if I watch something, I'll just go on and be all like, what? And then react to things. So yun, mini reaction channel. So that's on Instagram. It's jin.essay and then _.
All right. That's it for this week's episode of The Geeky Ones for Jin and for Jude. So that's such a cool combo, Jin and Jude. Jin and Jude.
Jin and Jude,
I am Steven. We wave you goodbye.
Bye. Thank you so much for watching and joining the discussion. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. And bye.